Welcome to the Comic Book Haters. We'll soon be shipping off for the big New York Comic Con, but in the meantime, we wanted to give you, our faithful listeners, a little something to remember us by. Today we're going to take a look at Revolution on the Planet of the Apes, as well as Kyle Baker's Plastic Man. Let's tune in and see what the fellas are up to.
Okay, thank you for tuning in to the Comic Book Haters. Would you like to do it, Cappy?
Let Cappy do the intro.
Go ahead, Cappy.
Well, because it is kind of an audition now.
Yeah. Oh.
That's right.
Oh, wait a minute. We had some emails.
Yeah.
This is kind of like our own little
audition.
American Idol, yeah. Cappy, for the last 3 weeks,
yeah.
Mr. Trek has been sitting in the Cappy chair.
Sorry to break it to you.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's been about 7 episodes now.
What do you mean, they didn't tell you?
7 episodes.
Damn.
What's going on?
I did. Right, I did bring you a gift.
He brought you a gift.
I brought you a box, Captain America.
Kathy?
Okay, hold on a second.
Captain America?
I said
MC Trekkie has offered Cappy a semi-sealed Captain America Marvel car.
If it was a Cappy America car.
Dude, you can think of it that
Cappy,
way.
Cappy, I suggest you take this offer.
Yes.
All right, believe me. Don't play hardball.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you get no podcast and no car.
Exactly.
Listen to me.
Let's hear Cappy.
I can't be bought.
This is true, but I didn't get
knighted so I could be bought off by anybody in Captain America. If it was a Spider-Man car.
God damn.
Spider-Man doesn't drive.
Spider-Man doesn't need to drive.
No. He had a car, though.
Did he? Oh, yeah, the Dune Buggy.
Spider-Mobile, yeah.
Yeah, but Captain America had a van.
So, I had to take Mary Jane someplace.
So, Cappy,
get a little of that Spider-Man action.
Cappy, this episode is a tryout between you and Trekkie.
Tryout?
Sorry.
Sorry to break it to you, kid.
You know what? We've been taking votes all along.
Yeah, internet votes.
I mean,
and they're the most
people like.
Well, you know what? If you read my latest post on the forum,
I don't read your post. I'm sorry.
If you read it, I have had many offers from that other podcast.
I know.
Cappy,
and that may be true, but you're not testing well on our demographic, and frankly, our sponsors are a little worried.
Did you see the Cappy Hour?
Our sponsor beer, and they're worried.
And that makes me worried.
Exactly, because if we can't drink beer, dude, we're not doing this podcast.
Cappy, maybe it's time you considered some of those other offers.
Not that we're pushing you out the door.
You know, a wise woman once told me that sometimes God closes one door, but we'll open another. A wise fat woman told me that.
She typed that in.
So, Cappy,
a wise fat woman asked you, is it in yet?
Aww.
Yeah, and it was your mama.
Oh! Yeah!
Wait a second.
And
I said, acknowledged it, she said it.
Yeah, but it was your mama. He's got you on a technicality.
But
it was your mama.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Cappy. It's not all doom and gloom. Let's face it. As we said, this is a tryout
for
the two of you.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not happy.
I can imagine. Oh,
we understand, Cappy, but we know you're a very competitive guy.
I am.
And we're saying maybe this will push you to, to really give your best.
It's like he really needs to get pushed more.
You know what? Okay.
What, the last one, the miniaturized Frankenstein in my penis wasn't enough?
We got a lot of complaints about that.
Yeah,
very offensive.
Yeah,
believe me, he didn't like it. He didn't want there to be a dissent in the press, but he didn't like it.
Are we going to talk about a comic?
Okay, well, as I said, MC Trekkie, Cappy, feel free to just be yourselves, chime in. We're going to talk about Revolution on the Planet of the
Apes. I can be myself and kick your fucking ass.
Please, Cappy. Please be yourself.
Cappy, violence doesn't.
Why isn't this guy on this?
Why am I being attacked?
Yeah, why are you pointing him out?
Why are you pointing me out?
We're not, man. It was emails.
Umbrella Man's untouchable.
Yeah, one email.
Let's face it, man. One email. It was a very convincing argument.
True.
Look, man, just beat him, and you got nothing to worry about.
What was the argument?
They didn't like you.
Dude, can't we get along? Haven't we learned anything from comic books?
Okay, let's take a look at Revolution on the Planet of the Apes, printed
all
by
new.
Mr. Comics.
Mr.? Can I mention something about
is that
the
like
cover?
Mr.?
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, why is there just a gorilla holding the flag, that's a UN flag that's burning? That's ridiculous.
That's pretty cool. That's kind of a cool image.
That's ridiculous.
Where's Charlton Heston?
Exactly. And also, is this one of those
it's
UN...
a comic book.
Is this one of them UN-hating, black helicopter-believing rednecks that's writing this? Or is it like
well,
something
different?
Well,
it's burning
different?
The UN flag.
That's what I said.
So, is this... Fill us in a little bit on
ooh,
the
ooh,
Revolution
ooh, ooh.
On
and Caesar
Planet
says
Apes.
No to negotiate.
Okay,
Caesar.
Let me fill you guys in for a second, all right?
Help us out.
Okay, basically, this comic is picking up where the original movies left off, so it's kind of like showing you the backstory of how the apes started to take over.
Mm-hmm. Take over what?
Earth. You know, those damn dirty apes.
Oh, that's right, it was a Statue of Liberty at the end.
Oh, you ruined it! Son of
thanks,
a bitch!
Thanks, Cappy.
Yeah, this is a spoiler episode,
yeah.
Kids, all right?
So, and I mean, you know what? It's nothing special, but it's cool. I mean, it was
does
a cool
it,
little comic.
Does it talk about the origins of Chim Chim?
No,
that's
from Speed
crossover?
Racer?
No, I think
hoping. No.
I was hoping.
You and your
you
monkey
got some
Chim
Chim.
Chim Chim, life in the trunk.
Chim Chim?
On your Chim Chim.
Okay, so Cappy, you're really perusing this, and Cappy, and I don't want to put the pressure on you, but let's hear some of those patented witticisms that we've all come to love.
Dude,
you don't love my witticisms.
I love them, man.
You're pressuring
look,
him.
Look, Cappy, it's now or never, man. Sloop I'm your fan. Let's go. Your A
back
game.
Off. Back
why
off.
Why is Dr. X in here?
Dr. X?
Yeah.
You mean
look,
Professor X?
Professor X, whatever.
No, he has a slightly different kind of wheelchair.
No. Does.
Yeah.
Why does he have a monkey on his shoulder? Is that the one? From,
you know, that's the
is
proverbial.
That the, oh, is that the one from?
That's the proverbial monkey.
Outbreak.
That's the proverbial monkey on his back.
Yeah.
It's got a diaper.
Of course, it has a diaper. Do you want it shitting all over the place? You want to clean up monkey poop?
Yes, Umbrella Man.
So this is the backstory of how the apes begin to rule Earth.
Yeah, yeah. It's like remember then the apes at the end of the last movie go back in time. And then they give birth to the one monkey, and Ricardo Montalban takes it into
that's
the...
That's right, it's a circus. Caesar.
Con?
Caesar, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so this is about that monkey growing up and what happened.
I gotta be honest with you, I never saw Planet of the Apes.
Holy shit.
None of them?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, those movies are great.
And I'll tell you
why.
Well,
the first one's pretty good.
Yeah.
Folks, you don't need to send in your votes. I think we've made our decision.
This is a sudden death round.
Okay, I don't like this already. There's too much writing.
Yeah, that's always hard.
What the fuck?
Yeah, all those words.
And it's lined paper. There's lined paper. In the
why would you do that? It doesn't say Caesar's journal or anything like that you would think that he needs to have a piece of paper to write a journal on.
Huh.
You know, he's got the little sketches there.
What do you say to that there, Sloofus?
Well, I'm not criticizing the comic. You are. I mean, it wasn't the greatest thing, but, you know, it's
like
a trashy comic.
Are they busting on the Chinese and the blacks?
What?
Look, they're busting on blacks, Chinese, and women.
Was it always
their
accent?
Schooly does that every episode. So what?
Yeah,
and I don't take offense.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Did you read this?
Yeah.
Do they bust on Chinese people?
No.
Okay.
He did just mention Chinese people. It doesn't
it's
have
right
to be a bust
there.
On it though.
It does though. Look, it says "and the Chinese."
That's because this is "and the Chinese."
So, Cappy, do you like this comic?
No.
I don't like the premise.
What don't you like about it?
Yeah.
What don't I like about it? First of all, too much writing.
Is that Captain America in it?
Too much writing.
It looked like a chimp in Captain America outfit. That's great.
It did. He's got a monkey on it.
That's Bucky.
Ad for a different comic.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you,
it's
man?
Like Peter Porker, Spider-Ham.
Oh,
Spider-Ham.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Even Cappy doesn't approve of
so,
that.
So, let me get it straight. You put an animal in a superhero outfit, and that's all it takes to please you?
Yeah.
Then why the fuck didn't you like Aardvark?
Oh, come on.
Aardvark, Cerebus.
Why didn't you like Aardvark?
Well, I mean, an aardvark with a sword.
So let me get this straight. The premise of this is that the apes have taken over the world.
I thought that was a pig.
No, they're starting to. Yes.
And from what I remember, the dogs
aardvark
and cats are all dead.
Yeah, that's right. All the dogs and cats died, so they started to use chimpanzees as pets,
right.
And then servants, and then...
We're killing all the cats.
Oh, it's like... It's
Chinese.
Like,
see? It comes full circle.
And it's
Chinese.
Like that robot movie with Isaac
really?
Asimov.
The Chinese
robot?
Yeah.
With Isaac Asimov?
Who died in that?
No one died.
Black people.
The black
don't you remember?
No, he was the hero. The black was the
I
hero.
I didn't see it.
What?
Yeah, Will Smith.
You always gotta play the race card.
Yeah, I was always pointing this out, man.
Pointing this out.
No,
that post on the freaking website is right.
That anonymous person?
Yeah, whatever. Now I see why.
It's not me.
It must have been Slewfist.
Whoever it is.
No, it wasn't me.
Somebody caught a little something. Maybe it was.
I'm taking a lot of heat.
I might mention.
Well, in all fairness, you probably deserve
Cappy
it all.
Posting anonymous.
Deserve it? I don't think so. Undeserved. Undeserved.
Wait a second.
Cappy,
I lost my train of thought.
You're the only one that really has strong feelings about this.
I haven't got to look at it.
Yeah,
so
me neither.
What do you want to look at it for?
You might want to pass it around, Cappy, just so somebody else can maybe
monopolize.
Think about talking about it.
Let's hear MC Tracky.
Cappy, you're not being a team player right now.
pass the funny book.
It's not called comic book hater. Right. It's comic book hater.
It's Cappy. Cappy finally giving me the comic so I can look at it.
Oh.
Now, what I was saying, and it's a good statement I'm making right here,
okay.
is that you said they got the apes as servants and shit like that, right?
Yes,
shit
I
like
did
that.
Say
well,
that.
Well, guess what?
What?
In iRobot, they had the robots as a servant.
I didn't watch it.
So you equate apes to robots? Don't you think that's a little close-minded?
No, I think he just said apes and blacks to robots.
No, he didn't say that.
Well, don't they have black apes and white apes?
No.
No,
yes.
They have gorillas and chimps.
And
Cappy, Cappy.
Do they have orangutans? Oh, they were the smart ones.
Yeah, they're the scientists.
Yeah,
the orange
ones.
They're the rulers, like the leaders. The chimps are like the scientists.
Somebody's. Well.
What? Well, what, Cappy? You wanted to make a point?
Yeah.
But you couldn't.
Something about the gorillas and the apes and the chimps.
Gorillas in the mist?
None in the mist.
Okay, so let's just summarize our feelings on Planet of the Apes, Revolution thereof. Anybody giving it higher than a 5?
No.
Fuck
no. Can I even see it first before I can make a goddamn
judgment? I didn't see it, and I'm going to rate it.
You know why?
Yeah, you hate everything.
All monkeys must be compared to the greatest monkey of all.
Tom?
Magilla.
Oh,
Magilla
Gorilla. How about Grape Ape?
I was going
to
say Grape Ape.
Yeah. Magilla would tear the fucking shit out of
Grape
Ape.
Grape Ape is 40 stories tall.
Magilla Gorilla would destroy.
What about Grodd?
Yeah, what about Grodd?
Oh, yeah,
Grodd?
He's a mighty...
Grodd?
I think he was blown out of the airlock,
Grodd?
But I think he's okay.
Who the fuck's that?
He's in the Legion of Doom, right?
Okay, I got some thoughts on this.
Okay, what are you?
I don't fucking like the artwork, man.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think the artwork's a little...
And there's writing.
The writing's okay. I don't
looks like it was drawn by Caesar.
I like the
scratchy
concept. I just don't really like the artwork, you know? It's a little amateur.
It looks sort of like early feces on paper.
What?
If it had been like a gorilla actually did it. It'd be great. Yeah.
Why would a gorilla have
later artwork's not too bad here.
Dude, these are Planet of the Apes gorillas.
It
almost
changes
the sketches. Yeah, I agree.
If you're gonna have a theme song,
style.
That's a different story.
Okay,
you
gotcha. I didn't read it.
Think about it.
All right, let's keep one...
I'm just not a big fan of the artwork. I gotta say that. I like the story idea, not a big fan of the artwork.
Okay, school.
I don't like the story idea, because it's not even... I don't like comics based on other
shit. You didn't even see any of the fucking movies.
I agree, though. No,
it's, I don't care.
So you don't like it because it's based on the movie.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Okay.
I don't like that either.
It's a valid point, you know.
Do I get a point for that?
I'm giving you a point.
If I were you, I'd take everything
count.
You can get.
Oh, okay.
Those points don't count.
I'll tell you what. Anybody have anything else to say about this comic? Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Stay up to date on all the latest happenings in the world by reading Google News. It's the only news source that gets Cappy's stamp of approval. For easy access, simply go to cappysfanpage.blogspot.com and click on the Google News link.
To make the most out of your music listening, go to dimeadozen.org. They've got live and rare recordings by all your favorite artists. That's dimeadozen.org.
Who little big band now? Who little big band now? Who little big band now? Who little big band now?
Okay, we're back. Hope you enjoyed that. And we're going to take a look now at Plastic Man number 20.
I
fucking hate
A.
Plastic
So do
Man.
I don't want to agree with Cappy, but...
Well, I happen to like Plastic
Man. Why do you like Plastic Man? Tell me why. Sell Plastic Man to me.
Okay, I doubt I'm going to be able to. Okay, Plastic Man.
You've already lost the battle.
Isn't he? Wait. Before you say anything, isn't he just a cheap imitator of the Fantastic Four's Mr. Fantastic?
Okay, how many of you believe that?
I do.
That's everybody in the fucking room, apparently.
Okay. Yeah.
Now tell us why we're wrong.
Because Plastic Man was created in the 40s, whereas Mr. Fantastic was created in 1961. So you guys are a bunch of suckers if you believe that.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah, prove it.
Okay, well, that may be the case. and you've spouted your comic book knowledge.
Prove it, fucker.
But ultimately,
well, I'm not
going to
prove it to you, idiots.
This is copyright 2006, bitch. Prove it.
Okay, well, Umbrella Man, what's your point?
That may be true, but isn't Mr. Fantastic a lot cooler
than Plastic Man?
Mr. Fantastic is not comic relief.
Your Plastic Man is just one big joke.
Oh, look at the shitty art on
this.
And
what's up with the glasses, dude?
Oh, listen, okay, let me give our listeners a little feedback. Plastic Man by DC Comics number 20, the final issue of the series.
Thank
got
God.
Oh, yeah. Now, created by Kyle Baker, the
don't get me started on Kyle Baker.
You don't know who he is. The gent who did Nat Turner. Okay?
I remember that podcast.
I'm sure we all remember that one.
Is he black?
Yeah, he is. Now, I really like this Plastic Man. I think it was cool. I know you guys are going to hate on it. It's hard to explain. It was a very lighthearted comic.
And Superman?
Yeah.
Okay, so
is he beating up Wonder Woman and Superman?
This is ridiculous.
What's up with the dumbass suit? And secondly, what's up with the freaking glasses? Can you explain that?
I have a better question. What's up with Plastic Man? He ain't a man.
No,
he's a different kind of comic. It's very surreal at times, and he's just, you know, he forms his body into anything. I mean, yeah.
Can he form his body into the $350 that you paid to get this?
Boy.
Why does he form his
body
into a toilet so I can shit on him?
Yeah, form a toilet paper, motherfucker.
Dude, the artwork is... sucks.
Kyle Baker's artwork is good in this. Fuck all y'all.
I bet you Gleek could kick his ass.
Gleek. Yeah.
Gleek could kick Plastic Man's ass.
Well, dude, anyone could kick that guy's
on
ass.
On a side note, this is kind of interesting, and I think you guys will appreciate this. Look at this little
Applejack's
Adventures.
I like that.
Yeah.
You think that's a booze ad? Like,
no.
Subtly disguised?
Okay.
Do you think Plastic Man is the only gay superhero?
There's got to be plenty.
First of all, he's not gay. Second of all, there's other
gay. How do you know he's not gay?
Yeah, how do you know?
Because he's nailing this bitch in this.
He's not actually nailing her. He's just hanging out with her. It's his beard, man.
You guys are homo-obsessed.
Yeah, I mean, you think everybody's gay.
I think Plastic Man's
gay.
I don't
think it's wishful thinking.
MC Trekkie, did you read this comic?
I did not read this comic.
He's like rubber.
I'm looking it over.
That's true.
Yeah, he should be rubber.
I'm looking it over.
Plasticity is the measure of stretchiness.
Yeah, fuck that.
Okay.
And from what I remember 100 years ago, didn't he go by Mr. Eel Man?
Eel O'Brien.
Eel O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a character everybody's going to love. Eel O'Brien.
Well, he was a villain who became Plastic Man. I mean, that's a nice twist. It's a superhero who was a crook.
I like that idea.
No!
Yes?
It's kind of like Schooly. Yeah.
No.
No!
I'm not a hero.
When are you going to become a hero?
Yeah,
there's no chance of me
a
becoming
one. A lot of people do look up to you, Schooly.
That's true, but only as an evil supervillain.
Forget the Plastic Man. If every time you walk in a room, you could have like a theme song play.
What would it
be? Think about it.
Every time you walked in a room.
You.
No. Everybody had their own.
Who the fuck wants to hear a song every time they walk into a room? You get
me.
So sick of it.
Well, how about if it's not? How about if you can't hear it? Everybody else could.
Yeah.
Cappy, you've obviously thought about this. Why don't you tell me?
No, I just came up with it right now.
A theme song.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mine would be the Emperor's theme from Star Wars.
That's a good idea.
You mean Vader's theme?
No, the Emperor's theme. Well, that's the Emperor's theme, actually.
I thought that was Vader.
Yeah, it's Vader.
It's the Empire.
Okay, anybody else have a theme that they'd like to...
You should.
How about Radar Love? Just the opening...
Yeah, that would be a good one.
You know what music I liked?
How about Spider-Man theme?
The music at the end of all the Incredible Hulk episodes from the 70s.
That's
sad going away music.
Yeah, that'd be a good...
Yeah, would you want people to know you by that?
When Cappy enters a room, most people do
that's
hear
people
that.
People do hear, that's true.
Or when he gets voted off the haters, I think.
Oh, no.
So let's...
Well, I'm so
okay,
sorry.
I'll tell you what.
I'm so
we've given... both of you guys a shot.
That's right.
Letters,
we'll contact you in 2 to 3 weeks.
Supercomputer will calculate the totals.
Tabulate, yes.
We've got some feedback. Should we tally up what we've gotten so far?
Well, we can't do it right now.
Cappy, how do you feel it's going so far? Let's get feedback.
Have you read my forum? I'm getting a lot of positivity there.
Yeah, you did. Somebody said it was the funniest thread.
Rick and that other guy.
DJ Delifresh.
Yeah.
No. It was
Hello Kitty?
Hello Kitty, and there's the other guy.
Tango Mirrors.
Hang on Mirrors.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Hey, don't mess with him.
I'm not messing with him.
You mean Liam?
What about, you also got some kind of a backhanded compliment from Ultimate Cappy. Posted that Schooly was worse than you.
Can I just say something? Imitation is the highest form
of
flattery.
That's what I'm saying. You got a bit of.
And there's an ultimate Cappy out there, which is bullshit. I'm the ultimate Cappy.
Who do you think is ultimate Cappy?
That's a good question.
It's got to be somebody in this room then.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I didn't think that until now. I thought it was Matt S. from another podcast.
Why would he care?
Because he doesn't like my avatar.
Why the fuck would he?
I don't know. Why does he keep putting them up then?
You can get a lot of negative press lately.
Give me another one.
You can get a lot.
I told you, I'm taking a lot of heat.
That's why I'm thinking
deservedly
it's not
so.
Especially when you bashed on my thread and said that I was sad. I was sad for starting.
I didn't say sad.
It was Sloofus who the
no,
one
I,
started.
No,
dude,
that,
you started it. It said Ask Sir Cappy, started by Cappy.
Yeah, but here's my theory. My theory that. That good carny folk and Ultimate Cappy may be the same person.
And that would be
him.
Why would I be Ultimate Cappy? Why would I change my name to Ultimate Cappy?
Because you knew you had to kick it up a notch. You won the ratings and you had to kick it up a notch.
I've actually gone up in the ratings. Any publicity is good publicity.
That's true.
It's good when you take your own ratings.
Well,
it's easier that way.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if we're...
Well, I tell you what, the comic in question here is Plastic Man. Fellas, let's give it a rank.
Two.
I'm going to give this comic 8. I liked it.
He's his highest
Look
thing.
At the cover of that, for Christ's sake.
I liked Plastic Man 20. Fuck all y'all.
Dude, it looks like a Disney comic.
Am I the only one who thinks that Sloofus looks like Plastic Man?
Yes, you are.
Damn,
dude!
Put some get the little lock going, and then maybe a big pair of glasses.
I happen to think Plastic Man is charming looking.
Well, there you go.
I don't take that as an insult.
Well, now you're a fan.
That's wise. Piss off the guy that's counting the votes. Real wise.
Yeah,
that's wise.
Bad idea.
I don't like Plastic Man.
I don't compromise.
I'm gonna give my rating right now. I'm giving it a 1 because I fucking hate Plastic Man, and I'm giving you a fucking negative F and 5 because you like Plastic Man.
So
I used to look up to you, Lucas, and man, dude, that. I mean, I was a little fucking weirded out when you told me you paid $8 for a golden plate. What the fuck, man? Oh, I like Alan Moore. Don't you love Plastic Man? Fuck you.
Okay, sorry, MC man. Trekkie, your vote?
Umbrella Man just went off.
I'm sorry. I usually, Sloofus, I always go with you. I've listened. I've been a regular listener, loyal, long-time customer.
But
on this one... I have to voice my. I have to go with solidarity with Umbrella Man.
Just vomited off.
So you're giving it.
I'm going to give it a 3. I understand what they're going for. I understand the humor. I understand that somebody thinks that Justice League needs a little humor.
Okay.
I'm not one of those people.
Okay, Cappy.
I don't get it.
I don't get
the whole Plastic Man thing.
What are you giving it?
Well.
Quits a Euroclix.
Plastic Man action figure.
And also, you know what? He used to fuck up my Saturday mornings.
That's
when I was growing up.
That is totally true.
They would always throw.
Don't hold that against Kyle Baker.
Kyle Baker.
0.63782.
Okay.
Wow.
And Schooly.
I'm giving it a 2 because I feel bad for you. I would try to give it like more than
that. Do I look like I give a 5
soft, motherfucker?
I know.
Do I look like I give a
shit? I gave a worse rating than you did.
Has he not been drinking?
I have. But, dude,
okay, now the real issue at hand is who won the Cappy MC Trekkie battle, though.
Maybe we should leave that up to our fans on the forum.
Okay.
I definitely put myself out there. I ran a risk.
You did?
I was a risk taker.
Yeah, so register on our form. It's very inexpensive. It's like $5.
It's free.
Oh.
It's free.
All right, well, even better. It's free. At bentcorner.com/CBHF.
All the money back.
Not for
members of the
podcast. Right, right.
Yeah, we had to pay that $20.
Rick, don't tell him anything.
Yeah, Rick doesn't know about that. All right, so register on the forum and cast your vote. Anybody got an FU for this go round?
Yeah, FU.
Fuck Plastic Man.
Yeah, fuck Plastic Man.
Fuck the paper was printed
fuck
on.
Plastic
fuck Plastic Man and fuck fucking up my fucking Saturday mornings.
You know what? I'm seconding Cappy on that.
Yeah, fuck Plastic Man.
Okay, I'm going to go with fuck Warren
Ellis.
You got nothing.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.
That's it for this week, comic fans and comic lovers. Be sure to register for the forum and take part in all manner of interesting conversations, including the Cappy versus MC Trekkie battle. You can register at bentcorner.com/CBHF. And we will see you next time. So long, fans.